KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have clear to partly cloudy skies in Atlantic and 31 degrees at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly later today, the high around 49. In the news, a truck driver from Des Moines was injured when the semi he was driving rolled off of Interstate 80 in Adair County Tuesday afternoon. The Iowa State Patrol says 47-year-old Martin Spooner, who was wearing his seatbelt, was transported to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines by Stewart Rescue. A report on his condition was not released. The accident happened when the 2013 Volvo semi Spooner was driving left eastbound I-80 at around 2:20 p.m. The semi, registered to Decker Trucking out of Fort Dodge, entered the south ditch and rolled over, coming to rest on its top. The accident remains under investigation. News time is 7:07.
You're waiting, along with everyone else, for the weather to cooperate so you can get out and get in the field. When that time comes, is your planter going to do the job you need it to do? Maybe you put it away last year and thought you'd get one more year out of it. But if last year taught us anything, it's just how short our window of opportunity can be. This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're wondering whether or not your planter will get the job done right this year, maybe it's time for a change, and we can help. You'll find a great selection of new and used Kinze planters. And if you're thinking of new, you need to call soon because the selection is limited. Do it today. Call Jay, Chris, Rick, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
Authorities are launching an effort to reduce fatal crashes on Iowa's secondary rural roads. The governor's Traffic Safety Bureau announced the effort, which began Tuesday and continues through September 30, 2015. The program will focus on rural secondary roads in Fremont, Allamakee, Marion, Webster, and Palo Alto counties. Those counties have agreed to participate after an analysis of 10 years of crash data and seatbelt compliance rates. Participating counties will take a three-tier approach, including enforcement of traffic laws, especially the seatbelt law, education about traffic laws, and how low-cost safety improvements in participating counties can help. The Safety Bureau says 72% of fatal crashes in 2012 were on secondary rural roads. Those roads make up 79% of Iowa's total roadways, and Iowa had 317 traffic fatalities in all of 2013. A friend says a prominent Des Moines developer found dead in Guthrie County days after leaving federal prison had borrowed his car to check in with a parole officer and never returned. Neil Henderson of Waukee said Tuesday that his lifelong friend Bob Knapp stayed overnight at his house last week after being released from prison in Duluth, Minnesota. Knapp was sentenced to 41 months behind bars after being convicted of violating the Clean Air Act for mishandling the disposal of asbestos from a landmark Des Moines building he renovated. Henderson said that Knapp borrowed his Honda Accord to check in with his parole officer the next morning and never returned. A farmer found Knapp's body in the back seat of the burned-out vehicle in Guthrie County on Sunday. Police are continuing to investigate that death. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Tuesday a Southwest Iowa man was sentenced March 25th to spend more than 17 years in prison for sex crimes involving minors. U.S. District Judge John Jarvie also ordered 46-year-old Tony Lee Stogdill of Imogene to serve 10 years of supervised release following his 210-month prison term. Stogdill, who was convicted on a charge of interstate transportation of a person under the age of 18 for the purpose of engaging in criminal sexual activity, must also register on the Sex Offender Registry, pay restitution, and a $100 special assessment to the Crime Victim Fund. He remains in the custody of the U.S. Marshal, pending his designation to a Federal Bureau of Prisons facility. Stogdill pled guilty to the charge on November 7th of last year. Court records show he transported a 15-year-old female from Iowa to Nebraska, Missouri, and Illinois, and then back to Iowa. And during the trip, Stogdill forcibly and against the will of the child engaged in sexual intercourse with a minor. During the change of plea proceeding, Stogdill admitted he was an over-the-road trucker, and from June the 4th of 2009, he took a 15-year-old female with him on a trucking trip and engaged in sex acts with a child. Stogdill admitted his actions were a historical pattern of conduct with a minor female. His wife Jennifer, in an agreement with the U.S. Attorney's Office, pled guilty in the Iowa District Court for Fremont County to compounding a felony regarding her cover-up of Tony Stogdill's sexual abuse of a minor child in late 2009. Jennifer Stogdill was sentenced by the state court to a term of probation. Tony Stogdill has been convicted of sex-related crimes twice prior to the instant offense. Stogdill was convicted on March 13th of 1989 in Fremont County of false imprisonment and assault with intent to commit sexual abuse. He was also convicted in Fremont County on October 21st of 1991 of third-degree sexual abuse. The criminal investigation into his activities was carried out by the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, Fremont County Attorney's Office, Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, the Council Bluffs Police Department, Omaha Police Department, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. News time is 7:12.
You're waiting, along with everyone else, for the weather to cooperate so you can get out and get in the field. When that time comes, is your planter going to do the job you need it to do? Maybe you put it away last year and thought you'd get one more year out of it. But if last year taught us anything, it's just how short our window of opportunity can be. This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're wondering whether or not your planter will get the job done right this year, maybe it's time for a change, and we can help. You'll find a great selection of new and used Kinze planters. And if you're thinking of new, you need to call soon because the selection is limited. Do it today. Call Jay, Chris, Rick, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Lynn Peterson, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Lynn Peterson will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Harold E. Anderson, age 93, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Harold Anderson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Georgia Ann Severs, age 89, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A massive Christian burial service for Georgia Ann Severs will be today at 10 o'clock, or actually at Thursday at 10 o'clock, at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ruth Wenzel, age 95, of Lewis, died Saturday in Adel. Funeral services for Ruth Wenzel will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jerry Lee Gibson, age 50, of Elliott, died Saturday in Omaha. Memorial services for Jerry Lee Gibson will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Elliott United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Delphine Gussie Maloney, age 89, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Gussie Maloney will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Austin Michael Oldenkamp, age 18, of Griswold, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Austin Oldenkamp will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Sioux City. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family. Gerald Sickles, age 85, who is formerly of Greenfield, died December 27th. Memorial services for Gerald Sickles will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mark Gall, age 59, of League City, Texas, died March 26th. A massive Christian burial service for Mark Gall will be Saturday at 11:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Anita Irene Von Bergen, age 95, formerly of Casey, died March the 20th in San Diego. Graveside services for Anita Von Bergen will be Saturday at 2:30 at the Oakwood Cemetery in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.